ladies and gentlemen, it's the Hawk coming to you live. It is Thursday night, 9/23/2021. And as we progress down the road, everything that the Lord Jesus laid out for us in Luke 21, Matthew 24, and the preparatory admonitions, the telling you to have your lamp and your lamp oil, but you can extrapolate that, is that you need to be prepared. And that is the key, you see, right now. But the first preparation is to repent of your sins and ask Lord Jesus to come into your life to be your Savior. Oh, yes. That is the first preparation to make. And if you're not right with Lord Jesus and our Father in heaven, then you ain't going to be right. You're not going to be right, you see. And when we look at, and great earthquakes shall be in diverse places, and famines, and pestilences, and fearful sights, and great signs shall there be from heaven. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, not only do you have Cumbre Vieja and the Canary Islands, which is still progressing, that started out with the swarms of quakes, okay? And then we've had all the swarms of quakes in the United States and California and diverse places there. And now we've had the eruptions not only of Cumbre Vieja, which incidentally, if you're still not hip to it, if you're just tuning in, the potential for it. And there's been multiple studies done on it. The first one I saw was a Swiss model for Cumbre Vieja, done a number of years ago. And then there's been some done in California and others. And I will say this. The Swiss model, as I recall it, and other models have said there would be within 5 to 6 hours, you know, traveling at about 500 miles per hour, if the Cumbre Vieja shelf, in other words, you take a huge island or large island of La Palma, and if you carve out that shelf and drop it into the ocean, that there would be a tsunami or tidal wave, whatever you want to call it, let's just call it a tidal wave, a huge wave that would be somewhere between 100 and 300 feet high, that would travel at up to 500 miles per hour, and by about 5 to 6 hours, you would hit the entire east coast of the United States. It would go a long ways inland and kill approximately an estimated 65 million people. Now, if you think about it, it hits into New York and Boston and Philadelphia and Washington, D.C., and all up and down the coastline, all into Florida. And Florida's underwater. The Carolinas, the Outer Banks, all this kind of stuff. Virginia, up into the Chesapeake, the whole bit. Delaware, Maryland, all the different places, you see. All up and down the line. Maine, Rhode Island, Massachusetts. And that goes inland. How many people live in that corridor? And are not most or many of the largest brokerage houses, Wall Street, all of those places. And not only that, but the largest money center banks, a number of them are in New York, Boston, Philadelphia, all those areas, and even some of the retreats or underground, secret undergrounds for the Federal Reserve and others are in, like, Virginia, you see. or you got all the different things, and who knows how far it's going to go in, but if it goes in 40, 50 miles, 100 to 300 feet high, and that would go up rivers and, you know, and streams and estuaries, you know, it would swamps, it would hit a lot of stuff. So if just that one thing took place, you could wipe out the entire banking. Stock, major stock exchanges, all right, the bond exchanges, all of that could then go bye-bye. And you say, well, you know, I've got a printout at home that says, or I've got it on my online. Well, let me ask you something. Suppose it also starts to nail some of the nuclear power plants. For instance, right there, what is it, New Jersey and New York, right there, you know? Others down, up and down the line. If it hits them, if it hits Oceania, and, you know, all of that, can you move? You can move your aircraft. I don't know if you can move all your ships out of Hampton Roads and, you know, Virginia Beach and Oceania. I don't know if you can move all of that. I don't know if you can move the submarine bases and all the different things. You can get the subs out and get them out into the, you know, ocean and that kind of stuff. But you see, this would be a major attack. But let's say that the Red Chinese, or let's say in this case, those of you who remember when I first talked about a Thunderball, the movie Thunderball, James Bond, where they had the underwater fight, you know, between the good guys, the bad guys under the water. And that how back, I believe, late 2004, I talked to you about having information detailing certain underwater units that were like SEALs and people fighting with Russian Spetsnaz swimmers. In other words, Russian Spetsnaz naval-type people, all right, underwater, because the Russians were trying to blow La Palma or blow the Cumbre Vieja shell. And that after an underwater battle, allegedly, which I wrote up in those days and Brother Quayle published on his site, it was in a Hawk Talon, T-A-L-O, I used to call some stuff I used to write back then. Steve used to put it on his site. It's called a Hawk Talon. I had deep background information about how SEAL units were on call for a long period of time, would not answer the radio call, okay, or could not, and then eventually it was answered, and then some of the MMV went in helicopters out of Puerto Rico, picked up wounded, and transported them to Puerto Rico to hospitals on the military base in Puerto Rico. You know, maybe to Rosie Roads and places like that. So, consequently, if Russia were still doing that today and doing it with electromagnetic weapons, with the earthquake thumpers and all this stuff, ba-boom, 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 but doing it electronically, electromagnetically, boop, 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 whatever the frequency is, you see. I've also talked to you about other things that can do the frequency, like HAARP-type situations. And then I've also told you about how, as Brother Quayle found out, the 72 different HAARP-like devices or ionospheric heaters or scalar weapons or Tesla coils or whatever you want to call these things, not Tesla coils, but Tesla howitzers, that you could utilize those to do bank shots off the ionosphere and pop back down and strike a place with a beam and pop a fault line. We've talked about on this show for years about loading fault lines and that elements of the United States government who are in line with the Luciferians at the highest level, not only of the Pentagram and intelligence agencies and certain people in the executive branch, legislative branch, and judicial branch that are aligned with the Luciferian and the New World Order crowd to destroy up to, about 7 billion people, leaving only about 500 million left on the planet for the Georgia Guidestones. Well, then this is war. And when you think about it, Brother Quayle, Steve Quayle and I were talking, I was talking to Steve the other night. We're talking about how, isn't it convenient how Putin just allegedly had somebody in his entourage test positive for COVID, all right? Like Putin isn't taking ivermectin or some other kind of hydroxychloroquine on a prophylactic basis, a preventative basis. Not waiting till you get sick and looking for medicine, you see. But isn't it convenient how he said, oh, I'll self-quarantine. You see, we were sitting at that time when we found out about a week ago, right after September 15th. What is, we talked about, what does Steve talk about, others talk about, from like September the 15th, they were supposed to mandate all the vaccines for the military. But they backed off a little bit of that. Now, they're pushing it again. Red China Joe, New World Order, don't you know, claiming he's of a certain creed, but really answering up to Lucifer and his fallen angels indeed. You see? Red China Joe! The fact is that you've got now Putin apparently has going to self-quarantine, but my information is he went to Yamanatu Mountain in the Urals, which is the deep, huge, deep underground, inner mountain underground base in case of nuclear war or World War III type stuff for the Russians. And then apparently he's self-quarantining, ready to go, having tested all his hypersonics, having tested his Tsar Bomba and all the different stuff. And sitting up there in the Arctic with a brand new base, on the ice, just like we were trying to do against them with Camp Century in Greenland years ago. When we built it under snow and ice and had huge construction projects, and we were going to clandestinely put medium-range missiles to go really quickly and hit the Russians before they could hit us with ICBMs. So this game is still ongoing. These events are still taking place, but they're taking place beyond the ken, beyond the pale, beyond the understanding of the average person in America. You understand it. You know, it's just unbelievable. But if the Russians are using their quake weapons and their frequency weapons to load that fault, then that goes back to when we stopped them back then, about 2004. We then now are hearing all kind of information about the other volcanoes The one in Iceland, which I can't pronounce that, you see. The one also in Cumbre Vieja, in the Canaries, and then you've got Mount Etna in Italy, which is a huge volcano. Mount Etna is starting to blow. Then you got the Fuego volcano in Guatemala. Now, what is it that volcanoes do? If they're started with quakes, we can include them in what Lord Jesus is saying, Matthew 24 and Luke 21. And great earthquakes shall be in divers places, I'm reading Luke 21, and famines and pestilences and fearful sights and great signs shall there be from heaven. But before all of these, they shall lay their hands on you, persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and into prisons, being brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake. And it shall turn to you for a testimony. Settle it therefore in your hearts not to meditate before what ye shall answer. For I will give you a mouth and wisdom which all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay nor resist. And ye shall be betrayed both by parents and brethren and kinsfolks and friends, and some of you shall they cause to be put to death. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. But, this is verse 18, Luke 21, but there shall not an hair of your head perish. In your patience possess ye your souls. That's a key, you see. That's the key. When you know you're with the Lord Jesus and the Lord Jesus is with you, when you have done everything you can do to be obedient to him and to ask him to come into your heart to be your Savior, and he'll start to change you, repent of your sins, have him come in and say, Lord, come into my heart. Guide me. Be my Savior. If you're doing that, then you're going to start to see. And what do you get? You get the promise of everlasting life with them in heaven. Now you start to see. And some of you shall they cause to be put to death. But there shall not a hair of your head perish. Well, how can that be? Because in your patience possess ye your souls. And when ye shall see Jerusalem compassed with armies, then know that the desolation thereof is nigh. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, this thing is going to get rock and roll, let me tell you. Rock and roll, Wild Weasel, All Trains headed with Casey Jones on Moonshine and Meth, headed for Function Junction. This thing is going to get going. These volcanoes, just in and of themselves, if you go back even to a lot of people's memory, 1991 in the Philippines when Mount Pinatubo blew. Well, I'm going to tell you what. For the next 3 years, things on the planet got cooler. Back in 1815, Mount Pinatubo in Indonesia blew. And in 1816, they called it a year without a summer. You go back and even look at some of the famines and things in Europe. And you look and coordinate these events on a cyclical basis. Not, it's all of a sudden happening now. But it's like something that can happen and has happened before. That what's that going to mean? It's going to mean that there's going to be food problems, growing of food. You're going to have problems growing of food, then you have problems having feed for livestock. Look at California in the western United States right now. I mean, let's pray for, you know, all of Northern California and for Oregon and Nevada and Idaho, all the drought areas. And I'll tell you what, I know some good people in Utah as well that are, they don't have any, hardly any drinking water left in their reservoirs. It, Lord, if you will, just let's pray that, Lord, will you bring nice, gentle rains that are soaking rains? Will you turn off the hands that are on the weather weapon machines and all of the stuff that is preventing any moisture from coming on shore, from coming into the western and southwestern United States, so that we can have gentle rains and you can restock the reservoirs and what have you, Lord, so that people will have water to drink. If you don't believe it, go to stevequayle.com and get his new, you know, new video, you know, about the mega drought. All right. Get that. Order that up. He'll tell you all about it. If you would have read or heard Steve years ago, Steve and I talked about the other night, his book, you know, Weather Wars, all right, and other unnatural, you know, events and stuff. If you would have recalled when Steve talked about also the Om Shirikyo, he made the prediction back then about Om Shirikyo using, you know, chemical weapons against large populations, you see. And he on Art Bell predicted that, all right? And on his radio show, he went, Art Bell later had him on because Steve had predicted all of that. Also, if you recall, way before the current experts, so-called experts on chemtrails and aerosolized sprays and all of that, Brother Quayle was on to this years ago, too. He talked about it when he first was on air back in the 90s. And I remember the guy back then who came on Art Bell, who was the first guy that really sort of was the expert on the chemtrails. He was an engineer, and he was had worked in the Middle East, you know, in the sandbox. Real smart guy. And he even said on air with Art Bell back then, the first time I heard of this was from Steve Quayle. Right? So if you've ever read any of Steve's books, or if you got his videos, if you don't, then you ought to get some and get hip to the fact of what's going on, so that you have a better understanding of where we came from and where we're at now, and where we're getting ready to go, and where we've already arrived at, because we're in the beginning of sorrows for Lord Jesus in Matthew 24. But we're also in the problem, you know, where we're going beyond the beginning of sorrows. And we're heading into the sorrows. If you do not believe that this thing is what's going on, then you need to take a look and see if it's not matching up biblically. Okay? Oh, you know. And there shall be signs in the sun, and in the moon, and in the stars, and upon the earth distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring. You think there's going to be a roar if the Cumbre Vieja shelf drops into the ocean? You think there'll be a roar at 500 mile an hour by the old Swiss model and also by other models, and you see something 100, maybe 200, 300 feet high, a wall of water, massive amount, traveling at 500 miles per hour, hitting the coastline? Can you imagine? if it hits at rush hour at night. I'm laughing because it's so absurd. It's an absurdity trying to think about the traffic. The traffic that you would have on the Long Island Expressway and going up and down north to south on the coastline. I will say this, if you hear that it's coming, then you already should have money out of your bank and have it at home. You know, put it in the sneaky place where you hide your stuff, you know, or keep it in your wallet like Grandpa did. Grandpa didn't use checks. He cashed his check and had the moolah on him, and Grandpa could fight. And he might even have a pistol or revolver handy if he needed it. But with the droughts and all of the things, for those in Oregon and Northern California and in Nevada and in all kind of places, and I think about all the good people out there, Noreen, all the different people I think about. I think about all of those in Northern California. I think about all of them in Utah. Old Crazy Horse. My old buddy. If there would be gentle rain for all of that, Lord Jesus, may you go ahead and arrange that and take the hands away off these weapons. But if the volcanoes, just on that alone, and the quakes that they've created, and all of the stuff that's moving, the potential for giant quakes, and we've had a 4.8 in Melbourne, and then a 6-something in Chile. Oh, boy. But just from the volcanoes alone, you can throw enough stuff in the air. Throw enough stuff in the air to make it a season without a summer. Carnicom.com. I remember all of that, Rick. Thank you, brother. That brings me to other prayers real quickly, and I want to just touch this again. Lord Jesus, thank you, Lord, and a praise for you, Lord Jesus, for touching Trey and Jarhead. And Lord, will you continue to go to them, provide them with medical miracles related to the COVID, Lord. Trey and Jarhead, will you please, Lord, will you touch them and restore them back to health, give them medical miracles. Lord, for Anita in Georgia. And Bob, Lord Jesus, Bob, who's one of your staunch guys and supporters, and somebody who has survived with your help on the old mountain road outside overlooking Paradise. Will you touch them, Lord? Will you touch them and restore them back to health? Give them medical miracles. And Namina, and Mickey Lapua and his family, and to my brothers, and Beatrice, and to all my good friends, to Cressa in Iowa, and to all my good friends in Dunlap, and other places. And to Senor Perry, God bless you. Ladies and gentlemen, there's so much hurt, death, and sickness and illness that I cannot put everybody's name up onto the on the screen that I hear from. It's just onto the air. It's just certain ones I'm led to do it. You know what I mean? It's just incredible. I also would talk to you about Rod in New York. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for restoring him in an operation and reconnecting all the tubes and all the stuffs properly and being cancer-free. In your name, Lord Jesus, I thank you. In your name I prayed, Lord Jesus, and in your name I thank you as well. His name is Jesus, people. Lord Jesus. I would also tell you about the work of the devil, the evil one, and how this is a war. And if you analyze Collierville, Tennessee, you had a mass shooting again in a food store, Kroger. There was another one prior to that. There was a soup kitchen, super kitchen or whatever. Remember back in, I think it was California or wherever it was, back a year or so ago? That also is owned by Kroger. Now, I'm just saying that. I don't know why I'm saying that other than that is the truth. But with this ritual sacrifice, you had 1 plus 12 equals 13 in Collier. And why did I say that? Because you had the, you know, all of the different people that were hit and killed. At least 12 injured and 1 dead at the grocery store. Well, that's 13. 12 plus 1, 1 plus 12 is 13. Ritual sacrifice. And about 30 miles, maybe it's almost around 33 miles east of Memphis. Old Memphis, the old Memphian priest I used to talk about. You see, the old ancient capitals of Egypt, you see, and all of the fallen angels. The Anunnaki and all the different people that were involved in those days that have come back again. Remember when Brother Greg Evenson told us about his information? About how back a few years ago, before Greg went on to be with our Father in Heaven and Lord Jesus, and probably training right now with the Archangel paratroopers, you know? To jump down in when it's time to clean the clock of the Luciferians and their 200 million man army that's going to be happening at Armageddon. 200 million people in an army sounds like the Red Chinese to me. But before that, it can all go kaboom, boom, 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 boom. It doesn't have to be 20 years or 10 years or 5 or whatever. It can all happen in one continuous rapid fire unit of time, you see. But I just told you about the one thing. Or the two things, the droughts, and also the Cumbre Vieja, the volcanoes. So not only that, you've got a flood, you've got a huge wave to kill up to 65 million, but also would take out the banking and the stocks and the bonds and all of that, and even some of the top secret underground bases, you see. They might be covered over with water, and they might start to leak a little bit, you understand? And if the power grids go up on the East Coast, well, then you got a lot of stuff, and you might even just find yourself with a whole lot of people not in Washington, D.C. anymore. And whoever is alive, Harold Hinkle, Gruber, Schickle, Gruber, Hinkle, Hawkeye, of the North Cab, and whoever's head, Mayorkas, the Mayorkas, Mayorkas. When I say his name, I think of like an evil demon you know. Lies! You talk about somebody lies, well, who's the father of all lies? And then you got what? We haven't even gone into what's coming out. We've talked about how Fauci, the demon Fauci, how, you know, a few weeks ago they had all of the 900-page documents of his emails and all the stuff showing about how he funded. The gain-of-function research on the SARS viruses, but he also did it, apparently now, according to the documents, leaked dark document, drastic analysis confirms, this is out of naturalnews.com, the Health Ranger, one of his excellent links that he's responsible for. World bombshell. Look it up. Leaked dark document. Drastic analysis confirms attack on humanity using aerosolized skin penetrating nanoparticle spike proteins. Oh, interesting. Remember how old Hawk told you years ago? And didn't know exactly about spike proteins, but we did know about chemical warfare and stuff, or bioweapons, but I was told years ago, back in the 90s, that by somebody from Arkansas, that they already had all of the stuff ready for martial law, and they even had each crossroad in the country, and they had it not only with police, fire department, emergency medical, all of that, but they also had it with the military, the National Guard, the reserves, all the stuff. And they even had the post office people and all of the different government people had assignments and crossroads to monitor, okay? And that they would, at a certain period of time, spray all kind of chemicals over a city or over an area, and that said chemicals or said dispersant sprays, which they could have now, we're hearing about, could have aerosolized skin penetrating spike protein nanoparticles, and they were going to spray those apparently into bat populations in China. Well, do you remember how we talked about on the air here? I told you about how the old river pirate was in Berea, Kentucky. And there's a whole lot of caves down in there, by the way. And that the Red Chinese were there in civilian clothes. And I've told you again and again that the officers had like the surf t-shirts, like, you know, from California or from the East Coast or various places. And they were wearing those, whereas the Chinese military guys were in khakis, tennis shoes or running shoes, and just a t-shirt. They were in the back of the white van, sitting along the edges, and that the surf boys, the officers, they went and had eaten in the rest, but then they brought back sack lunches from McDonald's from the Berea, Kentucky area there by the hotels. And they brought them there, and old river pirate spied them. And he said, well, those are Red Chinese troops. They're sitting in the back of that van. And then one of their security guys got the hard eye looking at him. And when the river pirate went into the Holiday Inn with the spouse, and they went up on the second floor, wherever they were at, waiting for him up there is old Mr. Red Chinese Lucy Kung Fu fighter himself, you see. And the river pirate hands the card key to the wife and says, go ahead and get inside. If I ain't back in a couple minutes, then, you know, call somebody. So then the river pirate stood to and looked him in the eye. And at that point, the old Kung Fu fighter did not want to have any truck with the old Red Chinese fighter. Didn't want any truck with somebody who was highly trained, Blue Water Navy, NSA, this, that, the other, and would have put the red Chinese guy into a Shanghai sling and crapped and snapped his neck, okay? So instead, that guy took off. But in 2004, in that time frame there, this guy apparently dusted the car handles or something, or the doorknobs of that room with some kind of a powder that gave an upper respiratory infection to the river pirate that put him in the hospital as he went home north out of Berea, went to where he lived, and his wife was sick too, but he had it for so long, he had to go to the hospital, and he almost died. Okay? Well, right after that, these guys, I guarantee, and I've told you time and time again, were playing around in the caves with the bat populations back then. And who's funding all of this crap? Fauci, allegedly at NIH. Jacek Fauci, working via the Wuhan Institute of Virology, were able to create, now this is in the article I just cited, naturalnews.com, leaked dark documents confirm attack on humanity using aerosolized, skin-penetrating spike protein nanoparticles to put into wild bat populations, which immediately leaped to humans as planned. But apparently, just the old coronavirus wasn't enough. They were able to create, with the funding from Fauci and to Dazak and the Wuhan and the Bat Lady, 180 strains. 180 strains of coronavirus weapons. Oh, the Delta, the Lambda, the Mu, the this, the that, and the other. And why doesn't somebody in a U.S. Marshal's badge on him go and arrest Fauci for crimes? They funded the research of what killed, in the United States, roughly 660,000 people. And millions worldwide? I'm going to tell you what. You might get an old U.S. Marshal and go in there and say, hey, look, let's grab him. Dazak, Fauci, all the people. And they put the 180 strains of the coronavirus bioweapons and put them under the control of the Chinese communists. That's an act of treason, and it's potentially to kill billions of people worldwide, and we're just now getting started. They ain't even done yet. Chinese Communist Party run bioweapon deployment teams have crossed the U.S. border carrying MERS, M-E-R-S, augmented biological weapons that has a 30% fatality rate. 30 out of 100. 3 out of 10 with plans to release them into major cities when commanded to. Anyway, this is another thing. This is the pestilences, you see. The original Echo Health Alliance proposal of DARPA is numbered HR00111-8S0017-PREEMPT, P-R-E-E-M-P-T, dash, PA-001. Now, Laura Logan, who is real good, she confirmed through all of her sources, and she's now warning that a migrant crisis in Texas is the perfect cover for America's enemies to sneak in dangerous biological weapon. No kidding. You better believe it. Brother Quayle called them in the 90s, called them infectons. Now, allegedly, DARPA did not go along with this thing, but I'm going to tell you what. Fauci had the money to spend to finance $800 billion worth of research. And if you go back, you'll find Fauci involved, allegedly involved. Allegedly, Fauci's involved. Allegedly, in the first SARS outbreak. In Hong Kong. And then I'll give the corollary there. Mezzosilver began to be purchased by the Red Chinese government through a certain health food store in Hong Kong. And they were purchasing from Mezzosilver from PuristColloids.com, from old Frankie Keys. They were starting to purchase pallets full of 5-gallon carboys of Mezzosilver. And they were pouring that down people and putting it in the water supply and all kind of stuff. And that after the SARS dwindled out in Hong Kong, the first SARS virus, and it was also big in Canada, if you recall, that after that, they tried to buy from Frank Keyes, the Red Chinese government tried to buy his factory and company and all the stuff. And they sent the big Prince of Darkness lawyers, you see, that come in and they just say, hey, here's the deal. How much do you want for it? Pie in the sky. We'd like you to stay. We'll pay you a lot of money just to stay and run it. We don't want to interrupt your business, any of that. But we'll also give you the, what's your, you know, secret big dream price. And we'll just pay that to you in cash. And we'll go out and get it and bring it to you in the zero Halliburton, and you're done, buddy. And we'll have control of your output. Well, Frankie Keyes, God bless him, did not do it. He didn't sell. In the proposal, just so you know, I'm looking at the article again in naturalnews.com. Leaked DARPA document confirms attack on humanity. And proposal, volume one, DARPA, preempt, and I gave you the name, lead organization, the Echo Health Alliance, and other nonprofit, other team members for Duke, allegedly Duke, NUS Medical School, University of North Carolina, Wuhan Institute of Virology, USGS National Wildlife Health Center, Palo Alto Research Center. This is coming right from their documents, apparently. And here's the thing. The Super MERS, M-E-R-S attack may be now imminent, and the bioweapons deployment operators are already pre-positioned U.S. cities, likely armed with drones and aerosolizing drone attachments. Remember the strange drones that were being seen out west? And DARPA originally funded MERS, but refused to support any effort to release it into the wild. They wanted to keep it as a strategic last-ditch biological weapon for extreme emergencies. Reading out of the article, Fauci and EcoHealth Alliance finagled a way to get their hands on MERS, which is Middle East, you know, respiratory, you know, whatever, which became the template for gain-of-function research that was laundered through the Wuhan Institute, you see, using taxpayer money and elements from MERS, HIV, which also Fauci was involved with. SARS and other viral strains were engineered together to create the chimeric bioweapons with special affinity for human ACE2 receptors. So read that article. I think Steve Brother Quayle's got it up on his site. And it's from naturalnews.com, but I believe Steve's got it. And then there's another one up there. going back just quickly to Arkansas, they were talking about spraying stuff over cities, and they already had the actuaries calculate. They were going to spray Novichok and stuff like that, nerve-type toxins. And they already had it pretty much figured out how many things, how many people would die in car crashes and just fall down and hit their head and lay around, and then somebody would trip over, you know, all of the actuarial documentation of death from that. And then they had, they were going to let it fly, and they were letting everything go wild weasel, okay? And then they were going to bring in and surround the towns and the cities with mechanized infantry, you see, in the biological spacesuits and all the, you know, or with the gas mask and all the protective gear, just like in an outbreak situation from the movie Outbreak, you see. And these are just some of the scenarios. We've still got the wars, rumors of wars, all that, and we've got what? We got the Chinese flying, red Chinese, flying all kind of weapons and stuff off their carrier groups, and bombers and fighter jets and everything straight into the airspace in Taiwan. And I always used to say that the eagle, you don't see the eagle involved in the Gog-Magog War. And now Red China Joe is taking out the weapons out of Saudi Arabia to protect them against, which will protect them against Iran. But you see, then the Saudis have gone with the Russians. And the Russians sold them and said, hey, look, man, we've got a lot of oil. You got a lot of oil. The Iranians who we're friends with, we'll get them to not attack you, but they've got a lot of oil. And then we've had, through the Chinese, have had Red China Joe shut off the pipeline, the XL pipeline and all of that in the United States. And then the stuff in Canada is now going out to sea and going to China anyway, being shipped that direction. And then shut off the stuff in the United States. And then we attack refineries and stuff in Houston and fertilizer plants and all kind of stuff with the Red Chinese agents who have been attacking them in Texas for a number of years and in Louisiana. And then we send hurricane after hurricane after refining capabilities to the United States. We did that and also hit, remember, the Exxon refineries in New Jersey, New York. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to tell you, this thing is poised, and if you are not, after the show, going out and buying additional food, if you do not have, like, a water filtration device of a substantial size for your family and yourself, like a Berkey or whatever, that will take out viruses, bacteria, parasites, and chemicals. Those black Berkey filters will filter out some radiation and up to about 99% of the chemicals. And then you can get the retrofitted MTBE filters that will also take out that. To a great degree. You can get a shower filter, all that kind of stuff. But if you're not got something to process or filter water, then you ought to, if you've got a credit card or whatever, if you don't have the money, if you've got a credit card and still something, then you better order one of those pronto quick. Berkey water filtration. Or there's others. But make sure it will take out the bacteria, viruses, parasites, plus chemicals. I also have, as well as that, I have multiple filters. You got to get multiple filters. But I've also got a Katadyn combi or a backpack, small, you know, or butt pack. I've got it in that. There's others. There's different brands. I don't know all the ones. There's, you know, the Sawyers and the MSR, all the different ones. But research them and make sure that they will take out what I told you. Because you're going to need it. And if the power grids go down, which is still a high possibility, high probability, high possibility. Possibility is just easy to do. You knock out with one or two EMP weapons over the United States, or with the power grid, you can take it down with the cyber attacks, or you can take out the 9 key power substations, the 9 key power substations in the United States with conventional weapons and explosives, blow it, and the grid will go down. Now, for you've listened a long time to the show, then you've heard a lot of this before, because we've been warning you about it, and for 17 years we've told you to buy food, water filtration, medical supplies, firearms, ammunition, and keep doing it. If you have not done it, boy, let me tell you something. A lot of people said, Hawk, we're prepared. We've listened to you. We've listened to Brother Quail. We've listened to all the different people over the years, and we have heard you and read in the Bible what Jesus is saying is coming. And Matthew 25 is a preparedness admonition. It's a strong exhortation. And for the foolish virgins who did not have the lamp oil or the wicks or anything, when they came knocking, Jesus said, I know ye not. Don't go into their Luciferian night without a fight. Stand for the Lord Jesus. Stand for your family. Stand for the Bill of Rights. Mighty men and women of valor, use your high technology to strike blows against the enemies of the Lord Jesus. And true America, Fandango Rangers, I know you're ready. Mickey LaPua, Mickey, God bless you. Tom Stone. Old friend, new friend, Hudson. Yeah. Road and track. Little L. Daddy. They're good and no people. They're of the Lord. Lord Jesus, love you all out there. Let him just ask them. Good night, ladies and gentlemen. Keep your eye on what's going on. Don't watch the paint dry. Good night.